It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 115 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with my mobile control friend,
Julian Robichaud.
Julian, what kind of mobile control are you?
I am an iPhone. Well, I guess that would be a mobile device, not a mobile control. I don't know. Maybe if I'm a mobile control, I would be a spinner button.
You would be a spinner button.
That?
Hey, was I the guy whose iPhone you first touched?
It was. As a matter of fact, I when iPhones first came out, and after Candace and I went and spent a weekend with you and Gail, I remember we came back, and I think I ordered iPhones right when I came back.
Wow. Yeah. I got my commission check from Apple, so.
Good.
Well, yeah.
Good. I'm very glad.
And now your use of a mobile device and that of your wife is what?
Is what I mean, couldn't live without it. In fact, I rarely make phone calls on my iPhone. I use it almost entirely for apps and web browsing and email. Mm-hmm.
So today on the show, we spoke with a few people, and I'll name them all. Nicholas Heidloff from IBM and OpenNTF, Chris Connor, Michael Galmick, and Herbert Wager, who all spoke about how they are employing these XPages mobile controls that you can find at mobilecontrols.openntf.org in their applications for both their companies and for their customers. What'd you think of the discussion, Julian? A little techie, eh?
Yeah, it was techie. It was probably fairly developer focused, but it was neat to get some of the business partner opinions. I guess, and to get that, to bring that kind of viewpoint in to the discussion. I don't think we really need too much more introduction than that. I mean, it's XPages mobile controls and what they are and how to use them and how some people have been using them in real life situations.
Giddy up. Nicholas, thanks for taking part in today's episode of the Taking Notes podcast. We're here to talk about the OpenNTF mobile controls. So let's dig right in, Nicholas, and if you could introduce the mobile controls to everyone, that would be great.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bruce, for having me here and giving me the opportunity to talk about the XPages mobile controls. As hopefully a lot of you know, this is an OpenNTF project, which has been contributed by IBM and made available under the Apache license. So everything that we're going to talk today about is available today, and you can start using. The goal of this project has been and is to show how you can use XPages and web application development to build world-class mobile applications very easily and in a rapid application development style, via XPages for different devices, especially for WebKit devices, and I'll talk later a little bit about BlackBerry.
Okay, thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas, just so everyone knows, your role at IBM is?
I've had different roles in the last years or decade in the context of app dev for Notes Domino. And right now I'm responsible for, our part in OpenNTF. IBM is investing into OpenNTF. We want to make OpenNTF even more successful, contribute new samples, et cetera, extend the infrastructure. And I'm also working on mobile controls because, what we want to do here through this OpenNTF project is to collect feedback very early because obviously, we would like and we are evaluating how and when to take, that code back into the product.
Okay. So, Nicholas, people who are not familiar with the mobile controls project, can you, over audio, because it's a podcast, tell everyone about the set of controls and, what each control does?
Yeah, sure. As you said, it's a little bit hard, but just to talk about it. But, I think many of you have seen a typical, mobile application on an iPhone, right? And a big difference here is the user experience. Obviously, you have much less real estate But then also, you know, you or users expect world-class user experience. You know, these, for example, these nice page transitions, you know, I think are more than a nice to have, but are just expected. And, you know, the mobile controls, you know, the first part of the mobile controls, at least, the first part of this project really focused on, you know, enabling you to build an application using web techniques that look and feel exactly like, you know, other native mobile applications, right? So you get the same, you know, page transitions, the same type of line items, lists, and, you know, you get an auto-paging when you scroll down, you know, those types of things. Plus, you can use the back button for navigation. You can bookmark pages, etc. And while a lot of these, you know, features are kind of, you know, everyone takes for granted in classic and normal web applications, right? A lot of these things are a little bit different for mobile devices, for mobile applications, because really technically everything is on one page, right? If you want to do these page transitions, everything is technically on one HTML or X page, and you need to do a lot of, you know, hide and show, and, you know, you pull in all the data via AJAX. You know, you don't do any full, you know, client-server requests and round trips, etc. And, you know, that has implications on how you have to implement these things. So without going into too much detail technically, but, you know, you can't just invoke another URL. You have to use a hash code, and you have to listen for these changes, and, you know, you have to do these types of things. So while that is taken for granted in classic applications, web applications, you know, the framework here and the mobile controls, you know, really encapsulate all that that complexity for you. You know, so in other words, you just have, you know, I think two handful of core controls that you can use to very easily build together. And really, it's more like assembling rather than developing applications. So for the standard scenario, you know, where you have a Notes database with a Notes view and you want to open documents from that view, you can use these two handful of controls and, you know, within an hour, really, you know, assemble together your first mobile application. Right, so that's really the core of that, you know, project, and that leverages Dojo 1.5 that I'm going to talk about a little bit more later. But that's the core, and then there's another 10 or so, I think, controls by now that you can use, you know, optionally, you know, for certain scenarios, like you have an image viewer that uses, you know, the nice HTML5 canvas functionality to zoom in, zoom out, etc. You have, you know, some menu controls, a slide-in menu control, pop-in menu, a pop-up menu, those types of things. So you know, the project has these controls, and then there's other samples, you know, showing how to do offline, and even showing how to access native services. So, you know, a whole lot of functionality, you know, in one project.
So right now, when you say mobile, do you really mean iPhone? And when you say Domino, do you really mean X Pages?
Yeah. So this project, you know, in this project, I focused so far on WebKit, and WebKit means iPhone. You know, iPad works, but it's not optimized for iPad. I actually use an iPod Touch to do the testing, and I use my Android, right? And I have an Android SDK as well. So those are the platforms that I focused on. And, you know, BlackBerry is something that I also would really like to do, but that's a little bit more tricky. And that is something we are, you know, just have started to work on, and we have a prototype running. But that code is not on OpenNTF yet. So the code right now is really, you know, specialized for WebKit browsers.
Okay. Well, so I'm a Domino developer, and I've got, let's say, a handful of X Pages applications that I want to mobile enable. How do I go from, you know, the X Page app that I have now to mobile enabling it with the controls that you've been kind of showing off and putting out there on OpenNTF?
Yeah, I guess the first thing is not really a technical task, but it's more you know, a user experience or UI task that you need to do. You need to identify, you know, what functionality you actually want to bring down to your mobile device, because usually, you know, you don't take the full application down to a mobile device. You know, you have to identify what's really the key of your website, what functionality you want to make available offline. Or not only offline, but on the mobile device in general. And then you have to, then first of all, you need to come up with a design for it. Now, assuming that, you start with this very typical scenario that I mentioned earlier, you have a notes view and you open documents from there, right? You can use these controls, and define your different, first of all, you define your different pages. You define a page for the view and you define another page for the document. And then for the view, you use this control where you just define, a handful of parameters like, database name, view name, etc. And for the document, you define, how you want to render the document. So that's really how you start. You identify what you want to, what functionality you want to have on your mobile device, and then you start with these, two or three key controls. And then later you can add more functionality and controls if you like.
All right. Let's turn to Chris Connor. Chris, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, thanks. My name is Chris Connor. I work for a business partner here in the UK, BSS. I'm a developer. I'm a small organization, so Xpages is key to what we do, really, in terms of rapid application development. We've been doing Xpages work for about 18 months now, and we're getting more and more questions around mobile devices and also the idea of write once and deploy to multiple clients, such as browser, notes client, etc. So Xpages in a mobile controls part is something that we're pushing forward quite seriously, yeah.
So Chris, which specific controls did you use and what kind of application did you use them in?
Yeah, the application was a traditional contact management application for one of our customers. We were tasked with converting an ACT database, legacy ACT database, to a Notes Xpages application to run on the browser, the Notes client, and also the iPhone. So with a bit of digging about, we looked at the mobile controls application, and like most things when you're a business partner, budgets with customers tend to be tight, and that enabled us to get application up and running on the iPhone interface in a matter of a day or so. That was the only kind of investment time, and we could reuse all the nice features that Nicholas had put together in terms of UI, transitions, auto-paging, all that stuff kind of worked out the box with some tweaking in the Xpages interface and some parameter changes, as Nicholas mentioned. So a real success. The customer really liked the work that we did. I thought it was a very modern interface, and liked the fact as well it was done very cost-effectively, yeah.
Excellent. And we also have Michael Galmick. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah, wonderful that you invited me.
Yeah, we'd like to hear how you found out about the mobile controls and how you're using them, internally and or with customers.
Oh, actually, I was at the Dino conference in Berlin this year, and Nicholas was also there and had a great session about the mobile controls, and that was the time I initially saw them in action, and I was immediately interested to use them and have a look into it, and that's what I did in the last couple of weeks, because that conference was about 6 weeks ago. And, well, it was totally easy to get into that stuff and to start developing own applications and, well, to change it a bit, to bring it to the purpose I want to do with that. So, as Nicholas said, and in the beginning, it was pretty much like you'd need 1 hour to get your first mobile application to run. So that's totally easy, and it takes you maybe another 10 minutes to get the first very good idea what you want to do. So that's totally great stuff, and it takes you maybe another 2 hours to start adding your own functionality, which already works in the way it should work.
Do you personally use an iPhone or an Android phone?
I personally use a BlackBerry. I don't own an iPhone, but I have an iPod Touch, so I can check the functionality immediately on an Apple device, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, I forgot to ask you, how about you? What kind of device are you using?
Yeah, personally, again, for business, it's BlackBerry, but our client base, some of them are converting from BlackBerry to iPhone, and the iPhone very much is the thing with a few of our customers. So there are tools out there which you can use, emulators and such like, that allow you to develop and customize the mobile controls and test all of that online, and that kind of worked well. And then any final tweaking was done with the customer's own iPhone equipment, basically, yeah.
So I think Chris said he got into XPages about 18 months ago. How about you, Michael? When did you start developing with XPages, and how did you find the transition from traditional Notes Domino development to XPages? I know I'm going off a little bit here, but I'd like to hear that.
Well, I was starting developing XPages about 18 to 20 months ago. And at the very beginning, it was just trying some Hello World examples, but it took me only about 2 months until I started to think about really doing stuff with XPages, because it started to excite me, because I could do things I was never being able to do with a traditional Notes development. And well, since then, I'm doing XPages and traditional Notes development side by side. And it took me about, well, to be realistic, it took me about 3 or 4 months to start forgetting about all the things I was doing in the traditional Notes development and thinking in a new way, in the new way that XPages allow me to think. So I'm still in the old development thinking, but only for the applications I'm developing in the traditional way. In the XPages world, I'm learning every day some new stuff and some really exciting stuff.
Excellent. And we have another business partner, Herbert Wager. Herbert, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
In English, yes. In German, it's Wager. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. And if you could introduce yourself and, you know, tell us how you've employed the mobile control set within your business and or for your customers.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for the invitation to this show. We are IBM Business Partners since 13 years. I'm the manager of intranet consulting as well as, let's say, the chief architect. In the past, I was developing Lotus Notes applications by myself, but now time has gone. We are developing, or we are specialized on banking applications. So we have an application called iBank. And since 2009, we have started to migrate iBank into XPages because it was a pure Lotus Notes application. And since last year, we tried to migrate it to XPages. And of course, if you listen to the business analysts like Gartner, they all of them say the future of banking lies in mobility. So for us, it means the banking solution or part of it must be available on mobile devices. So this was the reason why we started to investigate the mobile controls. So we got in contact with Niklas. First contact was on the Lotusphere in Orlando and also on the DINUG in Berlin. And so we have done a lot of things. But we are still in the testing phase. So at the moment, we are in a kind of prototype phase. So we still had some problems, which in the meantime, they have been solved by Niklas. But maybe later on we can talk about that.
Niklas, let's go back to you here and talk a little bit more about the controls. I'm reading in my notes here that some of the controls are based on Dojo Mobile 1.5, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Let me just add one more sentence before I talk about that in detail.
Okay.
So just in terms of goals, I should also have mentioned that really the main goal here of this project is to, you know, show people how much they can do with web application development today rather than having to write native code. When I started with, creating samples for XPages, I actually started to look into the different SDKs, at least some of them, And, you know, it wasn't easy, right? It wasn't as easy as it should be. So the goal of this project is really also to show, not only to promote X Pages, but also to show in general that web application development, with web application development, you can do a whole lot today. You can, you know, do native look and feel. You can do offline. You can even access native services, etc. So just wanted to point that out. Now to your question, Dojo 1.5. Yeah, that's correct. So I've worked over the last month together with the developer, at least, you know, the first of the two developers who, you know, did this work for Dojo. And luckily, it was a colleague from me. And it was kind of interesting how I found that out. I was excited that Dojo did something in that space, and then I found out that it was a colleague from me, and actually one that is organizationally very close. So we worked together on a lot of...
So someone at IBM?
Yeah, it's someone from IBM.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was interesting. He implemented the core, framework, if you want, that is part now of Dojo X in the mobile module. And that, you know, has just been released. I just saw today the Dojo 1.5. It looks like it's released. It's not mentioned on the homepage, but you can download the 1.5.0 release. And that code is part of it. And really what it does is it, you know, provides the same functionality that I exposed through XPage controls, but, you know, you basically have to use HTML. So you use, certain tags like line items, etc., give them certain types, and then there is a parser that, you know, translate the static, HTML into, you know, the magic something that, you know, can execute the mobile application. So I really like that design of the application and you know, that first part of functionality. And as I said, there's also, there was another developer who's not from IBM who contributed some code on top of that, especially for things like the, UI controls. And one of these controls I also put in the project. It's the image viewer, which uses the HTML5 canvas. That's a really nice control, I think. It's really hard to see that you are in a web application. So these things together, these two parts are part of Dojo 1.5 now. And it looks like there's, you know, some more activity going on, even though I don't know the details. But, you know, just the other day I contributed some new controls. And they come from a toolkit called Wink Toolkit, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I only learned about it last week. I only found it last week. And on that page, when you go to the download section, the Wink Toolkit says this is also part of the Dojo Foundation. So I don't know yet what exactly that means, because it's not mentioned on the Dojo Foundation page. But it's at least interesting to know. And it's also under a good, it's also under the same license as the rest of Dojo, I think. These controls, I really want to expose through X Pages, you know, and make them easier to use. I mean, they are not too hard to use, but I would say that through the X Pages controls and just setting some parameters on these controls, they're even, you know, easier. And, you know, the mobile controls in my project have also these, this functionality to integrate, easier data from nodes, views, etc., which obviously the core Dojo X controls don't have, because they don't know about X Pages.
Okay, so that's interesting. The project is actually more about kind of integrating these controls that other people are writing and maintaining. Integrating that with Lotus, as opposed to, you know, just sort of going from scratch and trying to write them all by yourself and having to support that, and, you know, you're letting other people do the work for you.
Exactly.
In terms of the mobile
piece. I just picked the low hanging fruits. No, this is a full open source project, and, you know, I'm just looking around what other people in open source sites have produced or are producing, and then I'm wrapping it up in XPage controls essentially. And there's another set of controls from, I don't know how to pronounce that, cubic.org. I think that's just one person behind that site. It's a personal blog kind of thing. And he has also done some nice controls, like a spinning wheel. What was the second one? The slide-in menu. And again, you know, all I did was I took that functionality and wrapped it up in XPages controls. And what I want to do here is not, you know, to get the credit from other people, but really to bring together all these different assets that you can find in the internet and show how to use them together, and also obviously show how to use them and how to use them easily from an XPage.
Yeah. Oh, that is absolutely the smart way to do it. I wasn't trying to imply that you were stealing these things from people by any mean. Now as far as kind of learning how to use this, Michael mentioned that you had a session at DNUG. Is that something where the slides are available for people who are interested?
Yeah, I think I think I used the exact same slides that I posted in the project on SlideShare. And when you go to mobilecontrols.openntf.org, you will see these slides directly on that homepage of that project.
Oh, man, you've got your own, like, subdomain on OpenNTF. Wow.
Yeah, everyone can. Everyone, I think we said, with more than 500 downloads or so, you can just send an email to support@openntf.org and ask for it, and I'll create it within a day.
Just kind of looking through the notes that we have here as far as the other things, because I guess there's actually some other things we have to talk about too. One of the things that we mentioned here in the show notes is PhoneGap. Now, PhoneGap, that's more of a tool for building native applications rather than creating something that would look good on a mobile browser. Tell us about what you've done with PhoneGap.
You're right. It's you know, at the end of the day, it is a native application, but it's really what I call a hybrid application. You know, the native part is really just a lightweight shell, if you want, and you run an embedded browser to access the actual web application, right? And the reason why you need a native application here in this scenario is because, you know, you want to be able to access native services. You know, local contacts, GPS, you know, the camera of your phone, etc. And PhoneGap has a really nice JavaScript API that allows you to access all these services very easily. And, you know, they support, you know, various platforms. They support iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and others. And part of this project is a simple sample that shows how you can use PhoneGap to take a picture with your camera on your mobile device and then upload it to a Domino database. I really like PhoneGap. I think it's the right thing to do. And, you know, their goal is really to, as the name says, to close the gap of functionality that, you know, is currently missing in HTML5, you know, W3C or WebKit or what have you. It's, you know, it's not there. And as long as it's not there, they want to fill that gap. But obviously more and more of that functionality, you know, they expect to be part of, you know, future standards. Like, I think geolocation is already on its way, already part of HTML5. And, you know, I think we will see, personally, I think we will see more of these, you know, functions as part of future, you know, web standards.
Right. Well, and PhoneGap is actually more than just iPhone, isn't it? I mean, you know, is it more of a WebKit kind of interface rather than iPhone specifically?
Yeah, you have, you know, PhoneGap supports different platforms. iPhone is one, Android, BlackBerry, and others. And, you know, when you use it, you have to use the native SDKs, right? So, for example, for my Android sample, I used the Android SDK, used PhoneGap, and basically only pointed PhoneGap to my web application, and then let PhoneGap, you know, generate the binary. Right, and if you want to do that for iPhone, you have to use the iPhone SDK, and if you want to do it for BlackBerry, you have to use the BlackBerry SDK. Right, okay. So I think what I read is PhoneGap also wants to provide some tools and scripts, some automation to generate these things without having to use these SDKs yourself, but you still have to install these SDKs because, you know, they are triggered to generate whatever's necessary.
So offline support, have you played very much with that? You know, I know that with native apps, one of the big draws for native apps is that you can work offline and you don't have to be connected. And you can do that somewhat with HTML5. Have you played with that very much with the mobile controls?
Yeah, I have. At least I've started to. There is, an application, the blog application from OpenNTF that you can go to under i.openntf.org. And you can also take that application offline. In other words, you can take the last 10 blog entries from the OpenNTF blog offline, and it works again for WebKit browsers. It uses the SQL database on iPhone, and it uses another storage facility on Android, and it works. It just, you know, pulls down the whole, you know, X page plus data. And, you know, in order to do that, though, you know, you have to use an 8.5.2 server, because you need to use this manifest file where you define what resources to make available offline. But in general, I think it's quite amazing what you can do already today in terms of offline. And, you know, you have a SQL database, you know, you have this manifest to cache resources. You know, the only real thing that is missing, I think, is, you know, a way to trigger data synchronization, you know, on a scheduled basis. Because a web application only runs, you know, after you have launched it, right, which is different from other applications. But, you know, I also think that for many applications, that's not even necessary. But it's good enough if you just, you know, cache whatever you have to cache locally, you know, the first time you open a page, or, you know, whenever you go to that same page back again.
I'm going to swing back to Chris for a second here, and then Herbert and Michael, about just the, you know, we talked about how companies and customers are demanding more and more mobile support. So I'm going to ask, in each of your regions, is this true? Are you seeing a lot of customers approaching you asking for mobile support, especially in the area of extending their Notes and Domino applications? Chris?
Yeah, most definitely. The example project that we've been talking about today is a very common one. Obviously, organizations have their Domino environment deployed. They're using extensively the directory. They're using that for email. They're using that for day-to-day kind of work in the Notes client environment. Now, we're finding that there's been a number of customers talking to us about extending that and integrating that more closely with how they manage their contacts, their suppliers, their customers, these sort of things from one place, so that you're driving your directory in Domino and your mobile interface, your web browser interface, you're extending that to the sales teams, the external parties, all in one environment. And it's really easy to do because you've got all the components that you need using Domino. You've got name address book, you've got X pages to customize that and take it offline, and you've now got the mobile controls, which is a separate database. You can just point at that, configure it, and away you go. And these things are achievable very quickly, and people are asking more questions because of that now, because of that success. So I'm pretty enthusiastic about all this.
Excellent. Michael, how about yourself?
Yes, from my side, it's totally clear. This is a very common question right now. So if once you set up a new project and you're working already in the web with that project, it's quite a normal question to get asked. Will this be working on a mobile device like iPod, iPad? And we get it nearly every day. We get that question, will this be possible? And what can we do with that? And of course, we are working on solutions for that. And as you see, it's at the moment it's getting much more easy than it used to be in the earlier times. But we have done this already before, so this is going from my opinion, this is going much more into that direction to work mobile on mobile devices on the applications, because everybody wants to do it wherever he is and not on his desktop at the company.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Domino provides this this extensive value proposition already, and then being able to extend it using, you know, X pages, the custom controls, and so forth is amazing. Herbert, how about yourself?
Yes, there is, especially in my business, a big breakthrough. People are demanding mobile applications. However, in the banking industry, one major aspect is security. So therefore, people preferring the BlackBerry because of this stuff like remote wipe and so on. And there is still maybe a misunderstanding, and maybe we can discuss this later on about security on the iPhone. So do we need VPN communication because people don't want to leave the Domino server outside the enterprise firewall? So these are some questions regarding security. But it's a fact. People are demanding these applications, and also, like Gartner, they say within 5 years, 70% even of the desktop applications will have to be designed and will we have to be modeled from the user experience from the smartphone. So that's a big change we can recognize.
Yeah. Herbert, if you ever need to test the deposit function, especially the international deposit function of iBank, I'll give you my bank account number and only deposits, okay?
Yes, I'm with you, but you know, banking people, you have to convince about security. This is on top of their issues.
Yeah, so of course.
Maybe Niklas and IBM can help in this direction.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground today on the podcast regarding mobile controls from both the developer perspective and what, you know, customers are looking and demanding. Niklas, anything else to add to the discussion?
Yeah, just one more thing that I mentioned earlier briefly. So as Herbert just said, BlackBerry is still demanded and requested by many of our customers. I would really like to allow BlackBerry users and browsers to use the same mobile controls. We have now started with a prototype, the same XPage, Dojo X mobile developer has extended that framework to also work on, at least at this point, one BlackBerry simulator. So, we haven't tested more than one simulator. We haven't even tested real devices. It's very early stage. But the good news is that he got it running. And that was quite a lot of work, to figure out all the differences between WebKit browsers and that particular BlackBerry browser that we used. But he got it to work. And I also, took that code and got the XPages controls on top of it to work. So you can now, use the same, set of controls for the view and document. And, again, within an hour, assemble your first application for BlackBerry browsers, which I think is kind of interesting. And I will post something shortly on OpenNTF, some teaser if you want. And, we need to figure out, how we can improve that, how much more work we need to do, what we have to do, how we get it into Dojo, et cetera, because as I said earlier, Dojo 1.5 is out, so it can't be Dojo 1.5. We also need to do a lot more testing, those types of things. But, we want to get it out there as an idea, again, to get as much and as early feedback as possible.
Okay, I've got one more developer question, and then I think I'm done. Niklas, with the iPhone, piece of technology, I know you were just talking about BlackBerry, but, with what you have already out there, for the controls that you've been talking about and for the technologies that we've been talking about, leaving phone gap aside here for a second, first, do I have to have a Mac? And secondly, do I need any other kind of development environment other than Domino Designer?
Okay, so, I can't tell you, I can't give you the full answer because I have not used the iPhone SDK for some internal reasons. But my understanding is, as you said, you need a Mac to use the iPhone SDK. But again, I haven't used it. What I can tell you is when you use the mobile controls, all you really need is, a Domino server with XPages, right? Plus, what I use a lot is Firefox and Firebug. Right, that's really my debug tool, if you want, for the client side, JavaScript. And the nice thing about Dojo X mobile is that it has this nice compatible layer built in that allows me to run that mobile application in Firefox. Right, so it essentially simulates all the functionality that you only have in WebKit and that is missing in you know, Firefox browser and IE, and that allow, you know, that allows me to use this you know, Firebug tool, which I think is a really nice tool. So these things in combination, you know, are the tools that I've used most of my time.
Okay. We covered a lot of ground. Like I said earlier, I think we'll probably wind up having a follow-up podcast to talk about some of the things that Herbert and everyone else mentioned earlier, you know, about security and so forth. And what I would encourage everyone to do is visit mobilecontrols.openntf.org and have a look and download and start using these controls. They're very nice. They're very easy to use. The support provided in the discussion area of the project, the screenshot area, the feature requests, it's all there. Nicholas, is there anyone else working on the project with you?
Yeah, as I said, my colleague, Kamiyama-san, is working on it from Japan, indirectly at least. And, you know, Steve Kesseldine is providing input from time to time, and I get, you know, input from people on this call here, which I really appreciate. Herbert has reported, you know, really good feedback that I've implemented in another release, and I talked with Michael. Also want to, you know, get in touch with Chris after this. So, you know, every feedback is appreciated. Every defect that you report or feature request, et cetera, I mean, this is really helpful for us.
And you're on version 3 right now, correct?
Yes, I called version 3 because I now added this Wing toolkit. That's why I increased the version number, right?
Okay. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for participating in today's show.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity. It was excellent. Thanks.
And Michael, it's finally, well, it's not finally. We've met at Lotusphere before, but thanks for partaking in today's discussion about the mobile controls.
Thank you for inviting me, and it was a pleasure.
And finally, Herbert, thank you on behalf of Julian, myself, and everyone else who's listening for taking the time today to talk about how your company is using mobile controls in the banking industry.
Yes, and I thank you. I appreciated the call with you, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
And Nicholas, thank you for taking time today to participate in the show.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
And for those of you who do not know, Nicholas heads up the technical committee at openntf.org. And that committee is responsible for what, Nicholas?
For maintaining and extending the OpenNTF infrastructure, responding to support questions, you know, and, you know, doing a lot of other things just
right,
to keep the site up and running, essentially.
Yeah, and you do a lot. It's very much appreciated. Also, Nicholas, OpenNTF has a Twitter account, right?
Yeah, Twitter, and then just OpenNTF. And we blog about we Twitter about new blog entries and some other activities that, you know, we are working on.
Okay, Julian.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute.
No problem. any other questions for today's crew? I know we said goodbye already to all of them, but anything else you want to throw in there for episode 115?
No, not at all. I think this was a great podcast. I think you guys, you know, had a lot to say, and this is a very interesting topic for developers like me. So thank you very much, all of you, for being on the show.
Yeah.
And thank you, Bruce, for being such a great host.
Well, thank you. You know, it's tough doing these things early in the morning, but I really enjoy it, and I know I'm flubbing up a little too much lately, but that's why I have the power of GarageBand. Just one more note. Julian,
yes,
in a few days, right, you'll be presenting a session at IMLUG, the Tack It On portion of it on iPhone development, correct?
Right, and that is actually it's a full-day event, and there are actually four separate components to that event. One of them deals specifically with HTML5 and doing things browser based, but there's a lot more content on actually doing native apps and using the Apple SDK and things. But yeah, that's coming up.
Okay.
IMLUG.
Okay. So mobilecontrols.openntf.org. Check it out. Leave feedback, contact Nicholas, send Nicholas gifts. No, I'm only kidding, Nicholas. Okay. Thanks, everyone.